flash of their profiles, some little bit of them to hold on to in my memory. But I cannot remember which car is theirs, or whether it has already gone ahead to a place where I don't want to imagine what is waiting for them. The minute they disappear, Mommy begins making phone calls, trying to find someone who can help us. But everybody seems to have taken flight. Spooky funeral music keeps playing on the radio. Wherever Pupo is, he has not been found to make his announcement that El Jefe is gone. Instead, the SIM and Trujillo's son and brother seem to be in charge, and they are going to make the whole country pay for the murder of El Jefe. We huddle together in that wrecked house, not knowing what to do with ourselves. Everything that used to be in a drawer or on a shelf is smashed and broken on the floor. Mommy's jewelry, my charm bracelet, the silver in the velvet-lined box in the dining room, and Poppy's car have been confiscated, now property of the state. Even the wishing coins at the bottom of my grandparents' pond have been fished out. The last time the SIM raided us, they were very polite compared to this. We're in real trouble now. Mommy and Chucha and I start to clean up, but Mommy breaks down. "What's the use?" she sobs. I keep right on helping Chucha, trying to stay one step ahead of being terrified. But the panic is stirring inside me, a big black moth of scaredness flapping around inside my chest that can't get out. I sweep and dust and clean extra hard, as if that's going to set it free. Finally, Mommy manages to reach Mr. Mancini, who comes right over, shaking his head at the mess the SIM have made of our house. Mommy is trying to control herself, but she keeps dabbing